Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Radio presents another edition of Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael and Dave. We look forward to taking your calls. Do you have a comment for the show? Or maybe you have a question for us? If so, we look forward to your call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That is 877-728-4897. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Dave.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another edition of Satellite Nation. This is our fifth episode, and this is Michael. Dave's kind of trailing in a little bit here. He's not here right now. He'll be here. So I hope everybody's doing really good tonight. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. It looks like I'm having a little technical difficulties here with the buttons here. For some reason. I don't know why, but of course it is really stormy here right now, and I'm on satellite internet. Okay, there it goes. Let's see here. But this is Michael, KE4EST on Satellite Guys, and I was going to let everybody know tonight. Okay, show's going. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm just going to do a little test here to see if...
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
All right. Okay, I think I've got it up and running. Anybody calls in tonight with anything, got anything I want to talk about, whatever, call in. And I'm going to give away another pub membership for Satellite Guys. So if you're not a pub member, or if you are a pub member, okay, you're already a pub member, so why should I call in? Hey, call in. I will extend your pub membership for another year. I'm trying to look at my notes here and see what's going on here. So, DirecTV had their DirecTV Revolution this week. And everybody was kind of looking forward to see what's going to happen there. And wow. But it kind of was not exactly what I was expecting. I don't think a lot of people were expecting that. It was kind of, it didn't really go through like everybody was looking for. They announced voice control software. Whoop-de-doo. Guess what? Scott from Satellite Guys already announced that before CES back in January, back in December, in December, first January. Did Scott and I already announce that? And then they come out talking about their HR44, calling it the Wireless Genie. So, not a whole lot going on there. And we got a call coming in. Okay, what's going on here? Caller, are you on there? Nope. Where is my Dave at? Dave helping me push all these buttons. Uh-oh.
There we go.
There we go, Scott.
There you go.
I'm running solo right now, so.
Once again, you're not broadcasting the Satellite Guys Radio.
Yeah, and that's where Dave's at. Dave is working on that. I didn't want
to
say that exactly, but that's what Dave's
like
working on.
Saturday morning.
I do what?
So we got to get you guys to do like a test broadcast on a Saturday morning so you get it all worked out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was telling Dave. I said, you got it, you know, and he's like, well, I don't know. And I said, no, we got to get to Satellite Guys Radio. So that's what Dave's doing. That's why I'm running solo. He's trying to get it running on Satellite Guys Radio.
He's probably screaming at the radio, yeah, I know.
I know. He's screaming at the computer right now. I hear y'all. I'm working on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're planning the official launch of Satellite Guys Radio on May 1st.
Ah,
that's when we're
going to
update our homepage and then put a player on the homepage and everything else there. So, you know, these couple of weeks are basically giving show hosts a chance to, you know, kick the tires and try things out. And we haven't really been heavily promoting the shows like we plan on promoting the shows and opening up chat rooms and prizes and all those things. So we're getting there. So it looks like May 1st is going to be our goal date. So hopefully you guys will have it together by May 1st.
Yeah, we've got to do something.
Oh,
I'm thinking about tomorrow evening is what I'm thinking. Try to, because I know I have tomorrow evening free, and let's see if we can. But Dave says like pulling hen teeth to get to work for some reason. So.
Yes, it's the fun. We ran into the same problem with the Christmas show. So.
Right.
I'm not immune to it either.
Right. I know. I wish it was all just smooth, free flowing, and. No problem.
Yeah, it's not automated in any way, so. Let's see here. Sitting outside now, it's about 60 degrees, sitting in the hot tub. First time I've been in a hot tub in about a month and a half.
That's the way it is here. It's pretty warm. It's probably about 65, actually, right here. It's about 69. I slipped to 69 degrees. It's a warm night. It's a welcome change from the winter that drug on and on and on.
Yeah, it's the first time this week there. All week's supposed to be above 70, so that's a nice change. You know, before it was like you'd be one day in the 70s and the next day it's snow. Didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Scott, what do you think about these fees on Dish Network going up? Think about that.
I think it's a stupid move.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, I was looking at my bill the other day, and, you know, my programming is $79 a month.
Right.
And then my equipment fees are $74 a month.
Right.
And that's really too much money.
Exactly.
And,
oh, I agree.
You know, the thing about it is I don't know whether to get rid of a couple receivers, but that's only going to save me, you know, $14 a month.
Right.
And it's, you know, where do you go from here? And I think it's a bad move all around. In fact, I'm thinking about drafting up a letter to Mr. Charlie and telling him why I think he's stupid for doing this.
Yeah.
And see if I get a phone call out of him.
Stupid, agreeing with it.
He'll call me and give me his reasoning.
Yeah, I'd like to get him on the show. Or what's the other guy? Starts with a V.
Vivek, yep.
Yeah, Vivek. I like him on here. Somebody just explain to us. And if they got a good reason, fine. You know, I'm not gonna double mine. Let them, you know, explain whatever. But because it's
that's out of Vivek's hands. But my feeling on it is they should be lowering the rates on the equipment because the equipment is so good. That more people will want to try it.
Exactly.
And the more people that try it will like it, and they'll be sticky, and they'll get more people using it, and it'll bring more customers in for them.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll end up making more money than what they're doing by raising prices up.
Yeah, and that's where their money is in programming, you know, getting, or you know what I mean, the you know, customers, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody paying for programming each month, that's where their money's at, you know. That's where their bread and butter is.
I don't agree with it. At all. I think it's a stupid move, and I plan on letting them know that I think it's a stupid move. They may look at me funny and say, go away, or they may call me up and say, hey, you got something that we didn't think about.
Yeah. And, of course, they're not going to come out of the way and say, okay, oh, never mind, we messed up, we're going to change it. They're not going to do that. They're going to, if they do change something, for the better, they're going to some other explanation. They're not going to say, oh, we messed up, sorry. But, of course, they got to May 22nd, right?
Yeah, and the stupid thing about it is, you know, on the Joeys, I know what it costs them for each Joey.
Right.
Okay? Joey pays for himself in just a couple months of rental fees.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, it's pure profit. You know, the Hopper takes a lot longer.
Oh, yeah.
You got the 2-terabyte drive in there. And I always thought that the Hopper should be, the second Hopper should be higher priced than the Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of like a no-brainer to go out there and then say, hey, give me a second Hopper instead of another Joey. Because now you had double the space. You had 6 tuners. You had, you know, 4 channels of Bluetooth audio throughout the house.
Right.
And you got all the other benefits from it. So from where I sit, the Hopper should have been priced, the second Hopper should have been priced more than the first Hopper to begin with.
Yeah.
But this money grab that's coming up here is just going to turn people away from the Hopper and give Dish more of a black eye in the consumer's eye. And Dish don't need that right now.
No, they don't. You know,
Dish should be acting like the ultra-cool, customer-friendly, we care about our customers company that they're trying to be. Like
right.
The press release they put out, we give our customers what they want. That was a statement put out by Joe Clayton last Friday. They actually put out a press release about that. And then next morning, here comes the news about the prices are going up for Hopper and Joey boxes, the rental fees per month. And, it's they speak one way, but their actions speak totally different than what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And if this doesn't say that I call things down the middle, then nothing does, because people always say I'm kissing Dish's butt, but... You know, I'm kind of upset about this. You know, it's actually going to push my equipment rentals per month higher than what I'm paying for programming.
Yeah.
And
exactly
just,
right. And it's going to be a lot of people that way.
You know,
if you're, old school or got 322s, 311s or whatever, it's not going to be so bad. But, yeah, most people have got the Hoppers now, and, yeah, it's...
Well, the people who have 322s and 522s and 721s, 622s,
yeah.
You know, they want a Hopper.
Yeah, and what's the incentive to upgrade if it's going to cost you more?
Well, when it's going to cost you, it's going to, you know, increase your monthly price by, you know, 25% or more.
Right.
To upgrade to a Hopper, it's not worth it.
Right.
And it's a shame because it's the greatest DVR ever made.
Yeah. I have to agree.
So that's the one thing there. But they're trying to, you know, show the world and the FCC and Sprint and all these guys that, yeah, we want to give the customers what they want. We want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then they stab them in the back by another price increase. And it's just not right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the other thing they announced today, people started getting letters in the mail, is that the they will no longer be offering annual subscriptions to Dish Network. Everybody's going to be month to month now, and a lot of people are upset about that. A lot of people like sending one check a year and forgetting about it, and writing another check the next year, and that's going away. Bye-bye, gone, as of May 22nd as well.
Yeah. I've heard talk about it. We've seen it. It's been on satellite, guys, and some people said, no, it's already gone. No, it's not. But, yeah, it's actually going to finally go away May 22nd, for real. For
good,
it's going to be gone.
Getting letters. Letters in the mail.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't say I'm upset with Dish about that one.
Right.
That's their own prerogative there, but... I know the reasons behind it, and a lot of it has to do with their computer systems. And they're trying to simplify things over there, but... You know, people are going to be upset about it.
So. Oh, yeah. So does anybody have any comments or questions about this? Call in. Come on, let's hear some.
Give us a call.
Yeah,
hey, by
call
the way,
in.
If you got any free-to-air listeners out there, let me know and give us a call in if you're having trouble watching.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Give me a call and let me know if you're having trouble picking up the Luke and Mux on 87 West at the 4000 transponder. Over here in Connecticut, and there's a couple people in Connecticut saying the same thing and saying that their signal is bouncing all over the place.
That was on my list, Scott. Yeah.
Well, we can pick it up, but we can't pick it up at times. I'm starting to think that satellite may have a wobble to it.
I've been wondering ever since they done it. I really have ever since, because I started out trying to get it with a 6-footer, and then I went 10-footer, and I'm still having, and there's people that said, oh, I'm getting it great on a 7.5 Sammy, no problems. I've got a 10-foot that I know, I'm just going to be bold here. I know it's tuned right, and sometimes, you know, it just gives me problems. And I'm in North Carolina.
It seems like an East Coast problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I'm thinking it's the satellite's wobbling in space. It's rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen any other satellite or transponders bouncing up and down like this one does.
Yeah, at first I thought maybe something to do with New England states or something. And then I noticed it kind of trickled down the coast that people, you know, okay. And then there's people out in Midwest, California, says, I don't know what people are talking about. So it's something to do with the East Coast, or something's going on that, you know, we don't know about or we don't understand or something, but it's there. It's happening.
I pick up every other signal on that satellite clear as day. I don't pick up any of the Leuconuxes. I don't get the 8020. I can't get any hint of a signal there, but this 4,000 win, 60%
right.
Quality, zero. 30%, 60. Zero, zero. 30,
yeah, and you're
30.
An 8-foot dish, right?
Use an 8-foot dish, yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the other S2 on that bird is coming in, you know, fine. The Weather Nation, the Fight Channel there.
Oh, yeah.
All those other S2s are shining in nice and bright. They don't break up. There's no dropouts. The Leuconuxes, forget it.
Oh, by the way, we've got the chat room up tonight. I sure already said that.
No, the chat room is open. Just go to the satellite guys, click on chat room on the top. You will not find me in there because I'm sitting in the hot tub tonight. It's the first time I've been able to relax since, it's been a couple weeks now. I finally got rid of that stupid My File store.
Oh, gosh,
thing.
Yeah.
And, this was a hard one to get rid of.
Yeah, that thing, we talked about this last week. We thought it was gone, then it was back. Or it was back for just for a little bit, and then you finally nipped the rest of it in the bud, I reckon.
Yeah, there were other pieces of it hidden in the code. And if you looked at the code, you wouldn't find one complete line of code. It was broken up, and then it basically did an addition of itself to make a complete code up.
Yeah.
And that was kind of not fun. Not fun whatsoever.
Oh, we got Stargazer on chat. Okay.
Hey.
Somebody's listening
Stargazer
to us.
Yeah.
No, he's not a caller, but he's on chat.
Yeah, you got to call in. He's already a phone number, though, so he wins nothing.
I'm giving away a public membership tonight to somebody, so somebody needs to take that. Come on, man. It's, what is it, $21.50 now? $21.95 a year?
$21.95.
Yeah. Scott's getting bad on it there. He charges $21.95 now. He's being $19.95.
Yeah, I brought it up a couple bucks because the PayPal fees decreased.
Oh, blame it on PayPal.
Yeah. In 1999, after it was done, I was getting like $16, $17.
Yeah.
And it takes away all your ads and probably losing more than that, taking away the ads. So.
Oh, I know, Scott. I was aggravating. I do the same thing. The stuff I sell, I know.
And trust me, if I didn't have to have ads, we would have no ads.
All right, come on. Somebody call in.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Scott,
the other Lucan news is that the KU fee is going away.
Yeah.
For people who love TBJ and RTV and what's the other one there? The family channel.
TBJ and Tough TV.
Tough TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Going bye-bye on KU, so a lot of their TV stations don't have the money to upgrade their dish to a C-band dish or a big enough C-band dish to pull in their signal.
Yeah.
So they're dropping off the RTVs.
Yeah.
And I got a guy here in Hartford who owns Channel 48, and he's basically running RTV just so he doesn't lose his license.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any money for that, and he says he's losing money on RTV. You know, he's basically paying out of pocket for all the electric bills and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But he's only keeping it hot just to keep the license.
Right. You should buy it, Scott.
He offered it to me, to give it to me, if I took over the bills.
Give it to you? Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes you just, yeah, I've had people do stuff back to me and say, hey, you know, I just need to give me a car one time. I'll give it to you if you just take out the bills. And I forget what it was, but it actually was a truck, and it was $500-some a month on for the payments. And they could go switch it over and everything. I was like, no, it's time. I can't afford $500-some for a truck payment. So, no.
and the other thing is you got to keep up a lot of legal stuff. So you got to have all your legal paperwork in order, make sure all your EAS tests
yep.
are done.
Yep.
Everything is logged, right, and your license is properly filed. And
yeah,
no, thank you.
You might as well make sure you got enough money to quit your day job to do that, because it's going to be a full-time job keeping up with all that.
I don't have enough money to quit my day job and do satellite
guys. Don't you wish.
Not enough money to do my own TV station, you know?
Yeah. Well, where's Dave at tonight? Dave was supposed to have been here. He told me about 8:05 or so, and we've lost Dave. Dave, I hope you're listening. I hope you ain't sick. I hope you didn't fall over dead or something. Where are you at, Dave?
He's sitting home listening, saying, ha ha.
He's probably laughing. He's like, I'm lying. He says, I just want to kick back one night and just listen to the show without even being on the show. And he says, I'm a co-host.
Other news this week is that Aereo, the company that's getting all the attention from the networks, got more attention from the networks this week as they announced to be launching in Boston on May 15th. And I don't know if you've been following Twitter or not, but I actually got in an argument with a CBS executive over the matter, because the CBS executive said they will lose this one into the courts just like they lost all the rest. And I said, what are you smoking? You lost all the rest. So that was...
Oh, I think I pushed the button. But okay. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. That was that. So, Aereo is coming to Boston, which should be interesting. And they're expanding to other cities, but that's going to change the way TV operates, I think. The networks don't want to change, but this is going to have to...
It's going to change. It's going to have to. I mean, yeah, they want to stay old school. It's like everybody, you know. I mean, if you're over 30, 40 years old, you're... if you're our age, me and Scott's age, you know, you're old school, they say. You're kind of, you know, I don't want to change. I'm kind of, you know, but things change and you kind of either roll with it or, you know. But what do you think about, Scott? I'll tell you something I did last night. I rooted my Kindle Fire HD. And
uh-huh.
Now that's... Yeah, I rooted it. I finally, no, it's not under warranty yet because it came out last fall, so it's still under warranty. But, and my old Kindle,
anyway.
Yeah, I waited. I was crazy, and I waited till it was out of warranty if I rooted it. But I got the 9-inch or 8.9-inch whatever Kindle Fire HD, and last night I was like, you know, screw it. I'm gonna and root it. And I did some research and whatever. Actually, it took me a couple of days to do some research to make sure, you know, any of the crazy stuff going on. And then I rooted it last night. And now it's the best tablet I've ever had.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I really.
I ruined mine.
I like it better than the iPad. I've got the iPad third generation, and I like it better. Now I've got both worlds. I can go to Amazon store. I can go to Google Play store. I can do so much stuff with it now, and it's got better graphics. I mean, the hardware is what I meant to say. The hardware and stuff is just, it really is better than the iPad, you know. Like Jeff, you know, said, he was right about that. And I've tested playing music on it and everything. It's just, I personally, you know, my opinion, I'm happier with it than the iPad now.
I like my iPad better, but only because I have all the same apps on my iPad as on my iPhone.
Yeah. That's probably true. Well, I've got a Droid Razr, so I'm an Android on the phone, so all my apps are on the phone, and so now my apps are all kind of, yeah, I've already paid for, just I download straight to the Kindle now.
I was an iPhone user. Then I switched to Android, and everybody said, come get Android, because they let you do what you want on it. You don't have to jailbreak it.
Yeah.
So I went over to Android, and then I found out I couldn't do what I want with it. And then if I wanted to do anything, I had to root it.
Yeah.
And essentially, rooting it is the same thing as jailbreaking it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how many you know, it's they call it jailbreaking on the iPhone or, you know, anything Apple. And they call it rooting it, you know, on Android stuff. But it's the same, essentially the same thing.
And I found myself missing a lot of my apps that I had on the phone.
Right.
A lot of the apps on the Android platform at that time were not as polished as they are today.
Yeah.
For example, the Sling Player.
Yeah.
Didn't work as good as it worked on the iPad or the iPhone. And since I use that all the time, you know, that was a big one for me. And there was a couple other applications that just didn't work as good on the Android or didn't have any comparable version on the Android. So finally I got rid of the Android and went back to the iPhone. And I'm not really a big iPhone fan. In fact, I think Apple's going kind of backwards here.
Me either. The last one I had was the iPhone 4S and got rid of that, and I'll never look back. Well, I mean, I might look back. I ain't going to say never. Because years ago, I was an Apple fan. I mean, way back in, you know, the 90s or whatever and stuff. And then I got off on, I didn't like them, so I went back to the Windows-based, you know, computers, and then I'm back and forth, but, you know, deliver, you know, and give me what the consumers want, what they need, and don't, and what they do is they post political stuff, you know what I mean?
Hey, good news, I hear our voices coming out over Satellite Guys Radio.
Is it?
I think so, or it could be Blog Talk Radio, one of the two.
I've got too many tabs going here, and for some reason it just says I lost connection on the chat server, which only has Stargazer in there. But
speaking of cell phones, though, that new HTC One, that is a nice
phone. Oh, I know.
That is a nice looking phone. If anything got me to switch off an iPhone, it'd probably be that phone right there.
Yeah. And I tell you, Scott, I was so happy with my Razr. I've went through several different, like a lot of people in the last 2 or 3 years. I had the iPhone 4S, and then I went back and forth, different cell phones, and I am so happy with Droid Razr. I mean, for my, you know, personal stuff or my tastes or whatever, I just love it. And now they say HTC One is like a Razr Plus. You get plus benefits. And I'm like, oh. I even tried the Galaxy S3. Did not like it. I hated that phone. I know Ray's a big fan of it on Satellite Guys. But I hated that phone. I cannot stand it. It was almost like a girly phone or something. I even tried rooting it, and I tried this. I did. I rooted it. I still did not like the way it was set up, honestly. And went back this night, and I got Razr. And I'm not going to Razr HD. Which I know is newer, but I'm happy with what I've got.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about phones, and I want to get the listeners' opinions on something. Give us a call, 877-SAT-GUYS, and tell me what you think of this idea. The idea basically is currently have the current Phone Zone Forum, And Pokey's been in there posting links to different phone-related news items. And a couple weeks ago, he switched over and started posting news items in just one thread for each phone. So if it was an iPhone, he'd post in the iPhone one. If it was AT&T related, he'd post in the AT&T. And since he started doing that, the readership of the Phone Zone went down.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to dig through 100 messages to find the latest new message. They want to see on the homepage what's the latest in the
phone.
Yeah,
they just want to see latest and greatest, right.
And while we're satellite form, as you can see, the mobile industry is very important to the satellite industry, or else Charlie Hogan wouldn't be trying to spend $25 billion on Sprint.
Right.
And I'm thinking of actually making the Phone Zone its own forum group, and then putting a separate forum for like AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, and then one for iOS and one for Android.
I'd love that.
And seeing if we can get some good conversation in there, because when there's individual messages in there, people go in and chat. But if the person's going in there and just posting another message on the end of a big long thread, nobody reads it.
That's right.
And I think the phone stuff is kind of important because all of us are getting smartphones. It's hard to find anybody walking around with a regular old telephone anymore.
Come on, somebody call in. I will give away, Scott.
I don't know.
Membership, right? Since you're my co-host. Now, you've took on my co-host. I don't know where Dave's at. 1 year pub membership.
I don't know
membership.
Where Dave is. I was only planning on getting on and getting off, but Dave hasn't shown up, so I've been...
I know. All right, here we got here. Let's see.
He's going to hit the button. Here it comes.
I hit it. Not that button.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hello, Dave.
He lives.
I got the radio streaming going now.
Is it going?
Finally. Yep.
Okay, Dave, stand by. Stand by, Dave.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Hey, I want to thank Brandon Cooper for making those for us. Brandon Cooper, yep. WION Radio.
That was Brandon
sounded
Cooper.
Really good.
Yeah.
Nice and great. Much
little professional sounding. I can't wait to go down there. Dave, you coming up in July 13th?
I am indeed. Up to Michigan.
Ionia, Michigan, yes. It's going to be a nice time.
Yeah, it's only about a six-hour drive for me, so not too bad.
That's not too bad. We may do something early in the morning. I've been talking to Jim about it. They're doing the Relay for Life that morning. And a couple Satellite Guys members may participate in Relay Life to make some money. I think it's for the Heart Association.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so one of the things we're talking about. Also, the Ionia Public Works Department has opened up their police station to us, so we can go in there and check out their new police station and communications center.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Oh, really?
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's something else we may be doing. And then at night, we're going to get together down at the Lamplight Grill. I'm going to buy us a bunch of appetizers and snacks and maybe buy a round or two of drinks and tell some good satellite stories that you won't hear anywhere else because I can't tell them publicly.
Don't give Dave anything to drink.
Oh, Dave can handle. He's a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I checked out that place, the restaurant, and it looks really cool. It's a tavern, right? If I remember correctly.
Oh, they got a bar and the big restaurant. It's the most popular restaurant in the town. The food's really good. They got bottomless fries, and they're known for their fried pickles. I never had a fried pickle, so I'm looking forward to trying one out.
No,
you never had a
pickles.
Freckled pickle before?
No.
Oh, they're pretty
good.
I love fried
good.
Pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a fried pickle, but all their burgers are good.
In a minute, go. Dave's busy, go.
Dave's on the radio. Shut up. Boom.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, but then Michael's going to get in trouble with his wife.
No, she's not here. It's me and the kids right now.
I'm in the hot tub. I'm actually sitting in the hot tub now, but there's a room in this hot tub building. It's like a big gazebo, and there's a separate room. And that's my radio studio. That's where I used to do my Satellite Guys radio show. Because I couldn't do it in the house because the dog would bark, the kids would yell, the wife would scream. And out here I've got heat and air conditioning, and it's quiet.
Oh, I try that. I've got my own room, but when I'm here by myself, and the wife's not here, it's just me and the kids, yeah, they still ain't much you can do when they come in just beating down the door saying, hey, so-and-so hit me.
You'll hit them back.
He just, that's what I told him. I said, go hit him back. He's on the radio. Leave me alone. No, not really, but.
Oh, man.
So what did I miss when I was trying to get the radio streaming to work?
We talked what a lot day? About Dish was going, what Dish was doing, and another stupid move coming up by Dish by raising prices on Hoppers and Joey's.
Yep.
And
oh, is the price going up on the Joey's, too?
No.
I don't know the
exact... Or they're staying at 7, right?
7, but something other fee's going up, and my bill's going up like $14 a month or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the... anyway, I was talking about the... this is TV-related or whatever I was talking about. Anyway, that's why I got talking about the Amazons, Scott. Or Amazon Kindle. Kindle Fires and whatever. Amazon is rumored to be putting out the Amazon Kindle TV this fall. What do you think about that?
It's just going to be a Roku box. Basically.
Yeah, it's going to be something similar to a Roku box, but for, you know, Amazon's going to put their own out.
So it'd be for Amazon Prime members, probably.
Yeah.
Basically, the Roku was created originally to... for Netflix, so they could do their online streaming.
Yeah.
And all the development money, I guess, came from Netflix.
And the question is,
did anybody notice
it?
That... oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, did anybody notice that the Netflix came out with a new pricing plan, I think, this
yeah,
week, where you can have four streams. Yeah. Four
yeah,
streams at a time, I believe.
$11.99 for four streams at a time. But right now, the way it works is you're paying $8 a month, so you can have unlimited streams.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you only got two streams with that.
I don't know. I know a bunch of people at work that just share one Amazon password. And,
oh, with Amazon. Amazon.
I'm sorry. Not Amazon, but Netflix. They share one Netflix password between them, and they never complain of any problems. Maybe they're not watching at the same time or what have you. But
well, I learned about the Amazon TV are they going to try to keep it solely to their thing, or because like I've got an Amazon Prime membership, and on the PS3 I've got it set up, or on my Amazon Kindle I actually, you know, Kindle HD, and it's got the mini HDMI port, and I've got a cable to my TV, and I can start the Kindle up, you know, or a cell phone, just like a cell phone, you know, lay it by the TV and get it started and watch a movie on the TV. But, I can do Netflix, you know, or whatever, Netflix app, you know, through the Amazon store.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they going to let you do that, you think, you know? Of course, we don't know yet, but, I mean, it's speculation. But
they're trying to head off Apple's new Apple TV product that they're coming out with.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're going.
Apple looks like they're losing sales, you know. Their quarterly sales thing might have been down a little bit. Of course, that might be speculation, too. So.
Well, how many people wanted to upgrade from an iPhone 4S to a 5?
Exactly.
I didn't.
Nope. How many people wanted to upgrade from a brand-new iPad 2 that's only been out for 6 months to a brand-new iPad 3 that has a FireWire port on it?
Right.
You know, sure, the CPU speed is faster, but honestly, if you take two of the same, you know, iPad 2 and iPad 3 and play the same game side by side, they go the same speed.
Exactly. Or
so,
most, if you use any kind of, most things you're going to do on them, any kind of app, most apps, you're not going to notice any difference.
So, you know, 6 months later, who's going to spend another $599 on another iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with this economy. Yeah.
I think
maybe
that was
everybody's rich. If I was super rich, I'd buy it just so I could say, hey, I've got the newest, latest, greatest one. 2 months later, nothing comes out.
Thing.
Yeah, I bought that too, so I guess I've got it. But
now, if they would have waited and had it come out in February, it would have sold.
Right.
The people with the iPad 2s would say, yeah, it's time to upgrade again. All right.
Right.
And the iPad Mini, why would anybody want an iPad Mini when the guts in it are basically an iPad 1?
Well, true. But there's two sides of that coin. Because, they should have, I guess they were trying to cram it smaller in the case. And sometimes you just want, because the 7-inch, fits in your palm more, and if you're using it for certain applications or business or whatever, the big one is really too big, but the other one you can kind of hold in one hand. wrap your fingers around it. So I can see why, but I think they were just trying to kill the Amazon market with that one. That's all I think they was doing.
I don't know. Another dumb move. I thought that was a very poor business decision to
wipe
out.
But I think he was just trying to keep up with the Joneses Amazon's got one. They're doing really great. They're selling millions of them. Let's kill that,
I thought Amazon was smart by partnering with one of the cell phone providers and providing a 4G service for 1 year for $99.
Yeah.
Get people hooked on it. Because a lot of people have Kindle Fires that did not get a broadband-enabled one. They just got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And they just use them at home.
Yeah.
And when I got my iPad 1, that's the way I got mine, just Wi-Fi. And I never used the dang thing.
Yeah.
It just sat there. If I wanted to do something, I used my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But with the iPad 2, I went out and got the 4G version.
Yep. And you used it more, didn't you?
That thing replaces my laptop.
Yep.
I can basically do everything I need to do on that, including all server work, through the iPad, without lugging around a 9-pound laptop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not knocking the iPad, but I can do the same thing with the Amazon, or the Kindle. I keep saying Amazon.
No. I wasn't knocking the Kindle. I was just saying that was important.
I wasn't knocking
the
iPad.
Like,
I'm just saying, when they done that, it's great.
That's the greatest thing they could have done is put the 4G on it and gave it to people really cheap to get hooked on it.
Yeah.
Or can't you, on my Kindle, I can send stuff, I think it's called WhisperNet or something like that. Right,
yeah,
you can
send
stuff right to my desktop. Like
PDFs
to your Kindle.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool.
But as far as browsing the web or logging into your servers or
not on the Kindle
or,
I have. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's black and white.
Which Kindle have you got, Dave? You got the
AC
or the
old? The one that has 3G.
Oh, you got the
AC. It's got built-in speakers. Yeah, with the...
Yeah.
Where you can read
it
outside.
Thing, then you'll be good to go.
Oh, can you read those?
Yeah, I read my
the old ones?
Not the old ones.
We got the fire, though.
No one's in half 3G.
Nah, those are hard to read outside. But the original Kindle, the one that Dave's just talking about, they work great outside. So if you're at the beach or you're on a cruise somewhere and you're sitting outside, you can read the screen. You can see everything on it. Try reading your iPad or your Kindle Fire outside. You won't be able to.
Especially when you get off a boat on an island.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And actually, I purchased one of the Kindle third generation with the WhisperNet service built into it just for one cruise I went on because I didn't feel like paying the $200 for internet access for a week, and I just wanted to check email. And there's actually a bug in the Kindle Fires that if you go into developer mode, you can go in there and load up any web page you want using the WhisperNet service.
Yep.
Lovely.
And so through the WhisperNet service, I can log into webmail and see all my emails and send and receive. It was slow, but it worked, and I didn't have to pay $200 for it.
Yep.
And it worked with the ship's cellular service. It just piggybacked right on it.
Did it work on the ship through the cellular service?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy. I'm going to have to try that.
As I say, it wasn't fast, but it worked.
Yeah, but if you use that on your normal phone, it's like $20 a meg. Or it's really expensive.
Last time I went on, I think I paid $200, and that gave me 400 minutes or something like that, or 1,000 minutes. 1,000 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the cruise before that went on, which was the home theater cruise, they had unlimited internet that week for $249.
What was your speed? Did you ever check your speed to see what your speed was getting?
The speeds were below meg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's intermittent. It will go out, too, on you.
Oh, yeah, it goes out all
the time. Oh, yeah. But I was figuring that I needed to go out, but the speed, I figured it was like 700 or something.
The fastest I ever got on a ship was about 3 meg. So that was decent. But, yeah, lots of things. Hey, we're talking about an idea we had, expanding the phone zone into its own second segment on Satellite Guys.
Yeah.
We're making like 5 or 6 different forums on there. And I want people to call in and let me know their thoughts on that. We break it down into a forum for AT&T, one for Verizon, one for T-Mobile, one for iOS, one for Android, because I don't like really what's happening right now with the current phone zone. It was running good, and then Pokey decided just to group everything together, so all the Verizon news went into a Verizon thread.
Pretty much,
And nobody goes and looks in the Verizon threads, because they just look for new posts, new threads. So I like to get more activity there, because mobile is a big part of satellite nowadays.
Yeah.
The two are starting to go hand in hand, and again, that's why Charlie's going after Sprint, because he realizes that this is it. Just look at what happened in Boston last week.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ago, that would not have happened.
Nope.
And I'm not talking about the bombing. I'm talking about how quickly they caught the guy and found the guy.
Right.
You know, within minutes of them posting the original pictures online of these suspects, everybody else started posting their pictures. Yeah, I got a picture of him, too. Here he is. My Facebook was just blown up with people posting pictures.
Yeah.
Of these guys. And I was just like, holy cow. And that wouldn't have happened a couple of years ago. And the merging of satellite and cellular is going to be a great thing. You know, some people will tell you that satellite's dead. Not in the least, because you still need satellite for the high broadband thing.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're not going to get that over your mobile network. So your high definition, your good high definition, over satellite, you know, your local channels, fine over a cell phone, or if you want the high definition version, off satellite. You know, Sling is ahead of its time, and was ahead of its time.
Yeah. See, if you're there listening, call in. We want your opinions. For satellite guys, come on. We want to know.
And since Mike wants...
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
And since Michael won a $10 gift certificate this morning on the Coffee Crew Morning Show, I say...
Oh, you won $10 today?
Yeah, you won a $10 Amazon gift certificate. We're going to give away a $10 Amazon gift certificate, too. So, phone membership and an Amazon gift certificate. But you got to call in...
You gotta
right
call
now,
in.
877 Sat Guys. 877
Sat Guys. Now, I feel like I'm begging now.
Well, we are.
No, I'm not begging. You know, if you don't want to call in, you know, fine. We'll do it by ourselves, but come on now.
So, has anybody heard of Globalstar, the satellite phone provider that used to have. I can think what the satellites have now. You have to use a calculator to see when you can make calls because their satellites are messed up. But apparently they've launched some new ones. And it looks kind of interesting.
No, can't say I ever knew.
I never heard of that one.
No, they had a plan for a while where it was like $30 a month for unlimited calls. But, you know, you'd only have, you know, like 15 or 20 minute periods where you could get signal. And then you go, you know, 10 minutes where you couldn't get one. Yeah, because the satellites and the, you know, a few were bad, so.
Dave, what are you about
the old, that's
go
the
ahead.
Old Iridium system, then.
The what?
The old Iridium system.
Oh,
this
gosh,
is a competitor to them.
Back in the day.
This is the competitor.
Those are the only ones I know with satellites up there like that.
Yeah, this one's, yeah, that Iridium is still around.
Hey,
that
we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. See you off.
They got it, and I can't believe
hang
it.
Hang on. Caller, you on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you finally hear me, huh?
Yep. Who is it?
Who's this?
Yeah. This is Jacob, Stargazer.
Stargazer. Oh, Stargazer. I thought it was you.
Oh,
yeah,
you're in West Virginia,
me.
Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from West Virginia.
Oh, in the second best state, because I'm in the first. All right. He wants a $10 gift card.
Yeehaw.
There you go.
I remember on the Christmas show, you guys caught me by surprise because it did it again this time where it says you had to press 1 first, but
yep. It's
like, well, I was listening, I thought, well, I didn't press 1 yet, and then they said, there's a caller, and I thought, oh, again?
No. My thing is on it, and I wish they would change that recording, is if you want to call in, then you want to be on the air because I don't want to pay
right.
just to have you listen. You know, I'm paying for the 800 line, so I don't want you to pay and listen to an hour-long show on the 800 number.
Right. Yeah, that would add up in the bills and stuff there on the per-minute usage.
So I say, if you call in, you're on the air.
What's up, Stargazer?
You guys' conversation there earlier about the about all these different companies going trying to do television service, and I've been hearing about I read the article about Amazon wanting to do it too. Well, I'm surprised they don't have a thing where they're doing like through the tablet. Why don't they put a device right in a tablet instead of having like a Roku box? If they have it right in the tablet and then connect the tablet up to a TV or something.
Well, you can do that now.
Apple's going for. Yeah, that's basically what Apple's going for. With their Apple TV, where you can load something up on your iPad, hit the button, and wirelessly it beams it right to the TV set. And
I think that would be a good thing for the future, just to combine the devices, you know, further to integrate the tablets, phones, televisions, the internet, and so forth.
Yeah. My feeling on it is a television is no longer a television; it's a computer monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's pretty much coming together, and I also think, like with the Google Glasses, where they're using the cell phone CPU to power off of, I think in the future they need to have more devices like that, where you have like one device power like your tablet, your cell phone, the computer, and so forth.
Yeah, the Google Glasses are interesting. The price is a little too high, and since I wear glasses, I would need a pair of Google Glasses. I work with regular glasses. But it's pretty neat, so that way we go somewhere, we go to CES, and I can actually wear my glasses and stream the press conference I'm at. Or if I'm on the CES floor, and Dave knows this from experience, and you're sitting there to chat with somebody, and Charlie Ergen comes up behind you and grabs you, you can get that on camera and, you know, talk with him. He doesn't even realize it's going on the internet.
Well, he probably will eventually. He'll be able to figure out eventually, well, are you recording? Please don't record me. I'm sure that'll be an issue in the future. I've already heard about, you know, where they're trying to have, like West Virginia passed, already trying to pass a law saying you can't use them while you're driving.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to, well, they're trying to pass, but, it doesn't impede your vision in any way. It's only
right.
to look up and to the right. So, if it's projecting it on the glasses themselves so you can see it, you know, looking forward, then it'll be a thing there. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. In fact, I think for law enforcement, I think every law enforcement officer should be required to wear a pair of Google glasses.
How much are they?
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting. It'd be better than their dash cam that they have now. Because it'd follow them, you know, anywhere they go, and they'd be able to see a lot of things. Kind of like how you guys were saying earlier about, like, what happened in Boston, how everybody just uploaded so quickly. I think the Google Glasses would further implement that.
Yeah. Just imagine if you're a law enforcement officer and you're stopping somebody, and he's a little rowdy and you need backup. Instead of you calling for backup, the dispatcher can see what's going on through your Google Glasses, and he sends the car automatically over to you. So that law enforcement officer gets the help he needs without having to reach for his microphone while he's trying to reach for his gun or what have you, and get help. And then, you know, going to court, you know, you use the video in court that this guy was caught stealing, and here he is emptying his pockets of the stuff he sold, and so on and so forth. The next thing's cut and dry.
And seeing how, like with what happened in Boston, how everybody uploaded so quick, the government would be thinking, you know, this technology has helped us catch these perpetrators so quickly. What else can we do to further improve the technology and help things go along even further?
Some of the government's saying, how can we prevent this from happening in the future?
Right.
We don't want them having access to this. You know, I'm an active scanner user. I love listening to my scanner. I actually broadcast my town scanner on the internet. And you know, one of the big things I've seen coming out of this is, like, you know, should scanners go scrambled so people can't listen to them anymore? And, you know, this
is not
done
digital.
Digital you can listen to. I can listen to digital with my scanners, but digital scrambled, no. But, you know, this crime was not done with people using scanners or listening to scanners trying to evade the police or anything like that. But the big problem the police department had were people listening to scanners and then putting on their Twitter, they're searching this house now, they're here. It's always been the rule of scanners. You don't repeat what you hear on the scanners to everybody. Keep it to yourself. I'd hate to see them start passing laws or just generally start scrambling because people are listening. Personally, I think it should be the right of the citizens to know what the police department is doing and listening to the scanner. And if there is something going on which is really, you know, they need privacy for, they all carry cell phones. My local police department, you hear them all the time saying, give me a 21, which means give me a phone call.
Yeah, that's what I was about ready to mention to you. That's what I'm hearing a lot now on the scanner because I listen to it occasionally, especially when I hear sirens going off. They're saying, give me a call on the cell phone. And it's like, well, dang, I'm missing out on what's going on here.
What's with the organ music?
I don't know. It ain't on my end.
It ain't me either.
So I hope they keep the scanners open because, as I say, the public should know what's going on in the police department. And, you know, I've actually assisted my own police department before by hearing something go across the scanner and seeing that person that they're looking for and calling the police and telling them exactly where that person is. I've done it on numerous occasions.
Wow.
You know, someone, you know, robbed the Walmart up the street. And they're looking for him. He's wearing a red hoodie and red sneakers. And he's, oh, crap, I just drove by that guy. Beep, beep, beep. Yep, the guy you're looking for is on. You know, I've done that, I think, 3 times now.
Yeah, I've got dispatch, actual, from my hometown. I got dispatch. And they got 911. They actually got a number, you know, actual 7-digit number. And I've got dispatch in my phone. I just call dispatch. And I said, dispatch, and I'm like, hey, you know, whatever.
That someone's backing up.
He's backing up.
Oh, my bad. I'm getting my car.
Dave, what are you doing?
I can hear the people going over the internet. Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear the old music, did you?
Yeah,
I was hoping that didn't play.
We were wondering where the organ music came from.
Well, that's strict default music, if anybody cares to know.
Folk music?
No, the open source cell phone system, Asterisk.
Oh. Yeah, so I hope they don't start taking scanner rights away, because that would be a shame, you know? You know, people are paranoid enough now.
Yeah, I run mine 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm talking right now.
See, I thought they were scrambling some of the new digital scanner feeds that they have.
No, a lot of them are open. A lot of them are open. The Connecticut State Police here in Connecticut, totally digital, but fully open. They do have two...
On the P25, I guess?
They've got. I'm not sure what. I think they're using EDACs or something like that. Maybe it's T25. But they've got a couple. If they need to go scrambled, they can go into scramble mode. But most general communications are unscrambled.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of areas around here, they had some issues with the digital not transmitting as far as the analog did. They said it just wouldn't go around the mountains, I guess, with the digital feeds, with like they could with the analog.
Well, see, here's
the
difference.
Yeah,
because
it either works or it doesn't work.
Yeah, the analog, you know, if it's scratchy, you can still hear the guy. On digital, if it's scratchy, you don't get anything.
Kind of like a little static on an over-the-air signal. Well, if you see a little staticky picture, you can still see something. Versus digital, it's all real clear or gone.
It's not there at all. Yep. And that's what happens when you get a little static and it's gone.
Right.
So, so I hope they don't scramble that stuff and take it away from us. Actually makes me proud when I can help out the police department, and, you know, and you get to know some of the police officers just by the characteristics on the radio, too. And you hear some funny stuff on the radio from time to time. The funniest one I heard was a couple months ago. Me and my wife were in the bedroom, and I got the scanner always going in the bedroom. And they're like, yeah, we got a call at this apartment complex. Mrs. Myrtle is upset because she walked downstairs to do her laundry in the laundry room, and she found two people having sex. but it got funnier. After that, he goes, Mrs. Myrtle says that if you need her to identify him, she could identify him by a birthmark on his Peter.
And then he said, oh, my God.
Someone was paying
rolling.
Too close attention.
We were just rolling.
We need to roll a
triple A. Never thought you'd hear the word Peter on a police scanner like that.
Wow.
She was just trying to find out where he lived is what she was trying to do.
I've heard some crazy things here, too. Because if you listen to the scanner 24/7 like I do, it's always running in the background from work or from wherever. I got one in the car. It's crazy what you hear. They use 10 codes, 10 this, 10 that, but sometimes they just flat out tell you, you know, like, wow.
I don't understand why they use 10 codes at the time, because they get the 10 code and then they explain what's going on, so you know what's happening.
I know.
You know?
I know. Here's the big one. I need you dispatch. This is the 405. 405, go ahead. I need 1021 at 707-5555, whatever, you know. I made that number up, but. 1021, you know, is, and you make a phone call to this number. Duh.
Yeah, good entertainment. Good entertainment, and you know what's going on in your area. And when that siren goes by, you know where they're going.
Yeah.
One time in the wintertime here, we had a fire down the street. I heard a call in, and it was right down the street. And I threw on my shoes and my coat and ran down the house and got there before the fire department did and made sure everybody was out of the house.
Come on.
I got there like a good 3 or 4 minutes before them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was anybody in there?
No, they were all outside.
Wow.
They already evacuated the house, but I ran down there to see if they're, you know.
What I thought would be a good idea is I listened to that, like the scanner radio on like on the app on a phone or tablet, and I thought they have a chat section there. Why don't someone like in the bigger cities where there's enough people listening in, someone record everything going on and kind of have their own news, you know, stories from that?
Well,
that'd be pretty
that
interesting.
You always want a second source for your news, because a lot of stuff you hear on the scanner is not always as it's reported.
Right. It'd make for interesting news, though, if a person was able to verify if it was true or not.
And that was the reason that the police were so upset that people were putting stuff on Twitter and stuff last week, because the information was inaccurate. And they're reporting it like
they
it was
shut that app down last week, didn't they? The Boston Police Department requested the ones for the app to be shut down.
The Boston Police Department never did shut it down. The owner of the site, Radio-Fi or whatever, Broadcast-Fi, which used to be Radio-Reference.com, yeah. Lindsay shut it down because he said he wanted to protect the police officers that were there. But in my own personal opinion, his servers were getting slammed and he couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, 100,000 simultaneous listeners.
Yeah. So my opinion is that's the reason why he shut it down. It had nothing to do with safety, because anytime people say you shouldn't be broadcasting scanners, he's the first one to jump in there and say, hey, they know they're being listened to. They shouldn't say anything that shouldn't go over radio.
Right.
So that's why Radio Reference shut down the the Boston Police. But the Boston Police was still broadcasting on Ustream and a couple other places. And if you go and listen, they actually have the audio up where the guy got captured. It was kind of entertaining to listen to. But the weird thing about it is it did not go down the way the news was reporting it at all. The news reported that the guy they caught was shooting at the police and they were having a shootout.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was in a boat, injured, almost unconscious.
Wow.
Wasn't shooting at anybody, wasn't even armed. And they said the whole reason the police were running out there to this boat is because he was shooting at an officer outside and got into a shootout. Not the case. Also not a case of them going in and holding up the 7-Eleven.
Wow.
So a lot of wrong facts in this thing, and personally, I think the reason why they caught this guy in the boat was because he couldn't move. You know, he's bleeding out.
All right.
And
Sean, I thought he could try to commit suicide or something, shot himself in the throat.
No, that was another rumor going by. But if you look at the pictures of him in the hospital, they've been leaking on the internet. He's got a scratch on his throat. if you're gonna shoot yourself in the throat, you ain't gonna miss.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just so many of the things that the news media reported that's so inaccurate about this, it just makes you go, how'd these guys get journalists, to be journalists?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I've done it several times
CNN,
around here.
Yeah, CNN last week, they were saying, oh, yeah, they knew who the suspects are, and they made an arrest. Yeah, we've got on good authority they made an arrest. We can confirm it now. They made an arrest.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes later, they went by and the police department started putting out press releases saying, no arrests have been made. We don't even know who the suspects are yet.
Yeah.
Just like, where are these guys? First thing in journalism is at least have two sources before you go reporting something.
Was it true that they were going door to door looking for him? I've seen that report.
Yes, they were going door to door. And I'm understanding that there were some law enforcement officials who were more gangster style than they're supposed to be, ordering people out of their houses while they checked. And I understand that was kiboshed really quick by other police people going in there saying you can't really go in there and kick people out of their house. It's not martial law where you can just take over people's property like that.
No.
You still need a search warrant to go in people's houses, folks.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm happy with the ending. They got the guy. If you can believe what they're writing in the press, he's cooperating. He's telling them what, the story was. And, came out today that he wrote a note saying that him and his brother were planning on going up to New York City on a train to party. And I don't know.
It was to celebrate their what they did or something.
Yeah. But again, the guy can't talk and is this stuff just being made up to appease us, to make us happy, or is he really saying this stuff? We'll never know.
That's what I say. This is to make people happy. Oh, we got it. Okay, it's okay, cool. Of course, I can send political stuff, but that's...
That's what I say.
So that's, I don't know. I'm trying to make a conspiracy theory out of it because I think they did the right thing. Ultimately.
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm just, that's
But a lot
opinion.
Of stuff that were reported was so out there.
Yeah. It was. I followed that. It was crazy.
I saw they interviewed the guy today whose boat it was. And he was outside doing something in his lawn and noticed that part of his, the cover on his boat was off. And he walked up to the boat and noticed just a drop of blood on it. He says, geez, I don't remember seeing, bleeding last time I went fishing.
Yeah.
And he said it was dry. It wasn't like, didn't look like fresh blood. So he said, well, I'll put the cover back on. So he lifted up the cover to, stretch the elastic band out to put it back on. When he did that, he saw the shoes of the guy.
Right.
He didn't see his face or anything like that. He saw the shoes on the guy. And the guy wasn't making a sound or didn't move or anything like that. He thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And he put the cover back on it and was in the house and called the police. And personally, he thought that I was dead.
Right.
So, again, no shootout. The only shooting that was done was the police shooting the dummy rounds at him.
Right. One of the things we'll
like
talk about on Satellite Nation.
Let's see here. Oh, we're way over time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We
got to
make sure.
I mean, let you talk, Scott, but we need to wrap it up here.
Yep, we need to get some people involved with the show, so if you guys have topics or comments, give the guys an email or PM or write a note on Satellite Guys saying what you'd like to see from Satellite Nation, because we're going to be going live with the Satellite Guys Radio big time starting May 1st.
Yeah.
And looking forward to it, and looking forward to doing more type shows like this. And also,
any more callers or any more input, I know they're listening because I know on Blog Talk Radio the numbers are up, and my Podomatic account, the numbers are way up. People are listening, but they're not calling in. We need to...
Oh, yeah. Last week for live listeners, I think we had 72 live listeners, something like that.
Yeah. And so then as soon as I post this on... as soon as last week, I put it on the Podomatic. By Thursday evening, I was on the homepage featured. People need to...
And if you guys would like to do a show like Satellite Nation, you're welcome to. We allow our club members to broadcast their own shows on Satellite Guys Radio. So check out the Satellite Guys Radio forum if you're interested in doing that, and contact the Eurosport if you're interested, and he'll set you right up.
Right. Well, you can be like us.
Yeah, unprepared, and...
I enjoy these shows. I look forward to it. I really do. I mean, some nights we get a lot of cars, some nights we don't, but I really do. I really enjoy these shows.
Well, to be honest, I don't call in to take over the show, but there's only one of you guys on this week. And also, you weren't broadcasting, so I was calling in the bus. You're stoned about that. And then when Dave wasn't in a couple minutes later, I said, well, I gotta help Michael out. Or he's going to be saying,
yeah, I'm glad you called. I was only about a half hour away.
Okay, next week, Scott, then you got to hush because, it's going to be me and Dave.
All right.
No, I'm just...
Sounds fine by me. At least this week, I'm not trying to kill viruses, so that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that taken care of. Get rid of that stress.
That file thing that you was mentioning... See, I noticed I had, in my email box, inbox, I had, spamming going on to everybody in my address book. Did that program have anything to do with that, or was that something else?
No. That's totally something else. What this did, it wasn't a program that downloaded to your machine. It was if you went to Google and you searched for Dish Hopper support forum, and you saw Satellite Guys link there, and you went and clicked on Satellite Guys, it would take you to a different website.
Oh.
It would take you to that myfilestore.com website. And the myfilestore.com.
Oh, that's hijacking your link then.
Yeah, they were hijacking the link. And I had to figure out how they were doing it. Because they actually did it by basically injecting code into messages and then adding stuff together. And it was a tough one to get rid of since you couldn't find the code they were using since it was tiny, tiny pieces, and they just basically added it all together to make one full screen. It was pain. So, no, that didn't have anything to do with your email boxes or anything like that. And nothing was compromised.
No.
Just bug your software.
I'd gotten some kind of virus last night, and it said someone was trying to access my inbox, and I've had this email account for probably 13 years, and I thought, man, what is going on? And
yeah,
I ended up changing my passwords.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't tell
someone's trying to access your mailbox. It's someone on the outside trying to...
Yeah.
And I ended up having to change my passwords to a bunch of sites and stuff. Now, I never end up changing the one on Satellite Guys. I still got the same old one. Wasn't everybody supposed to change the passwords? Or
every 90 days you're supposed to change it, but if you just hit the enter button, you don't have to. But I want to remind people to do it just to be on the safe side, because if we ever do get hacked and people do get our information, which, knock on wood here, has never happened, but I do my best to protect everybody's information.
Yeah, so
but
you don't have to, but it's a good idea, too.
I don't guarantee it. You know, I try my best, but I can't guarantee that some hacker's not going to get in and download the user list and start emailing everybody. So I want everybody to make sure they know they should secure their own passwords every once in a while on their own.
All right, guys. Well, we're about out of time here, so.
Yeah.
We're going
right,
to put a plug on here.
Go to settalk.us and listen to Mike and Ralph.
Michael.
Mike's got some good information about the what's going on with not Globecast, but what's the Canadian Shaw. Talking about what's going on with this new Shaw satellite.
Oh, yeah.
And, he's got some good information there. So give a listen to the guys over there at settalk.us. They're on the air right now. And go ahead, Michael, hit your button.
They've been going. All right. I appreciate everybody tuning in to Satellite Nation, and join us next week, next Wednesday night, at 8 p.m. Eastern, for another show.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.